Music and television share a complementary relationship. Music brings dimension, while television brings reality. This symbiosis became evident with the launch of MTV. Established at the start of the 80s, MTV creators did not realize they had created something that would influence many generations to come. The quirky underground nature of the show appealed to the rebellious and young. The network was normally emceed by young adults, dubbed video jockeys. Originally, MTV was exclusive to rock and classical music. It glamorized rock bands until 1983, when Michael Jackson's Billie Jean broke the color barrier. The network soon introduced the MTV Music Awards and MTV Video Music Awards. With more diversity in its rotation, MTV opened the doors for other genres to be spotlighted. Programs such as Headbangers Ball, 120 Minutes, and Yo! MTV Raps were created to showcase these genres. As the 90s began, music videos became more polished, and the grunge movement emerged. Nirvana led the rise of alternative rock with their hit single Smells Like Teen Spirit. MTV also incorporated talk shows and adult animation into its programming, creating dissonance with viewers who wanted more music than television. It was obvious, once the 2000s had started, reality TV was king. Shows like Jackass, Teen Mom, and Jersey Shore were among the many that saw success. More television content was promoted, and music seemed to lose its focal point. Viewers gradually lost interest and questioned the network's identity. Was it still music television, or had it become solely television? Whatever the answer, MTV is now a hollow shell of what it once was.